Now he could see the electronic circuitry of the AE-35 unit. It was in the form of a thin slab, about the size of a postcard, gripped by a slot just large enough to hold it. The unit was secured in place by two locking bars and had a small handle so that it could be easily removed. But it was still operating, feeding the antenna the impulses that kept it aimed at the far-off pinpoint of Earth. If it was pulled out now, all control would be lost, and the dish would slam round to its neutral or zero-azimuth position, pointing along the axis of discovery. And this could be dangerous. It might crash into him as it rotated. To avoid this particular hazard, it was only necessary to cut off power to the control system. Then the antenna could not move unless Poole knocked against it himself. There was no danger of losing Earth during the few minutes it would take him to replace the unit. The target would not have shifted appreciably against the background of the stars in such a brief interval of time.